Micha Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. I'm so sorry. Sefer Micha doesn't get any Louis Armstrong songs and not a lot of fun movie references or positivity, because this is really harsh prophecy coming from Micha against both Shomron and Yerushalayim of the destruction to come. And this is at a time when everything seems a bit better before Shomron gets put under siege for 3 years by Ashur. They had a moment. We've spoken of this before. Rabbi Beryl Wine says a candle right before it's going to go out burns very, very brightly. And Yisrael had a kind of peak shortly before its complete collapse. And Yerushalayim, the destruction, the Chorban, is 180 some odd years away. But bad things are going to happen to them too under Ashur. Hoi choshvei oven. Woe to those who plot iniquity. Woe to those who are lying in bed late at night. And instead of having their minds running around like modern people, thinking about all their responsibilities, everything they have to do, they're lying there thinking about doing evil things. Ufa'ale ra al mishkevosam. While they're lying in bed, they're working evil out in their heads. Because in bed, you know, when you're lying down in the dark, you have time to stop and think instead of being busy all day long. Ba'ar haboker ya'asuha, because when the morning lights up, that's when they're going to perform all the evil they've been planning overnight. Ki yesh la'el yadam, because their hand has power. So if you have an evil thought and you don't execute it, you might not get punished for that. But if you're planning on doing it and then the next morning you see it happen, and what is it that you're doing that's so terrible? Beis v'chamdu sados v'gazalu. They covet fields and they rob. Think about Achav. And the Kerem Navos, his own cousin. So they want the fields. They covet the fields of their neighbors. They say, please sell it to me. When they refuse, I'm planning on taking it by force. Uvatim v'nasau. And houses I want. And they take. So the rich, the powerful, are using their power to oppress people who can't resist them. V'ashku gever uveso. They oppress a man and his house. V'ish v'nachalaso. And a man and his heritage. His field, we're repeating the same words using synonyms, but you know, striking, tying up the owner, oppressing him physically, oppressing him economically. So in Gemara Gittin, Daf Nun Ches, in the Churban Gemara, they explain that Jews were jealous, coveted each other's wives and property, and took them away. So the word gever in this case, v'ashku gever, implies a husband. And Beso implies the wife that he is taking away. So he finds a way to, by hook or by crook, take the woman away. And then there's weeping for the husband and the wife who have been cheated out of freedom and who are being oppressed by other Jews. Gimel lochein ko amar Hashem. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hineni choshev ala mishpacha hazos ra'a. I am going to plot evil against this family. The family of the people of Klal Yisrael. We're often called a mishpacha, a dysfunctional mishpacha, but there we are. Asher lo samishu misham tzaviroseichem. You're not going to be able to remove your necks from this trap that you're going to be in. You think yourself so clever, you're such a great planner, your neck is not going to be spared. You're about to get caught up in the noose. Below Selchu Roma, they're not going to be able to walk upright, erect, with an upright stature. You're going to be subjugated. You're going to be bent over in chains and manacles. Why? Ki es ra'ahi, because it is a time of evil. And unfortunately, this time of evil is justified based on your behavior to each other. Dalad bayom ahu yisah aleichem mashal. On that day, he'll take up a parable against you. So people who lament over you are going to express it as an example. Now, a false prophet sometimes laments that his quote nevuah unquote didn't come true. And the lamentation is kind of obscure and poetic, so it's a mashal. V'naha nihi nihiya. And this is a great play on words here. V'naha nihi nihiya. Omar shadod nishadunu. And he will say, he'll lament, the naha nihi nihiya, a lamentation has come about. So I lament by saying, I'm lamenting a lamentation that has happened, come to pass. And I'm saying Shadod Nishadunu. They have robbed us, he says. They have robbed us. Our enemies have robbed us. Never mind that you were robbing other people in your own people. People who you're not supposed to do. So, Nishadunu, Rashi says, we brought upon ourselves that we would get robbed. Chelek ami yomir. He changes the portion of my people. Exchange to the enemy instead. Hashem takes the soil, my inheritance, and hands it over to strangers, foreigners. Eich yomishli. How will he turn to me? L'shovev sadenu yichalek. To return our fields, which he divides. How is my field ever going to come back to me anymore? How is it ever going to be mine? Think about the Jews, Nebuch, who went back after the war in Europe to try to find their treasures that they had buried and hidden in Ukraine and Russia, and only, of course, to find that everything had been dug up and there was nothing left. How am I going to get it back? Hey, lochein lo yiyeh lecha. Therefore, you will not have anyone, mashlich chevel begoro, who casts a line by lot bekahal Hashem, in the congregation of Hashem. So you often divided an inherited field using a measuring line to make sure everybody got what they had, and you have the zoning, and you make sure they're not building a fence on my side. Not anymore. In Kahal Hashem, you're not going to see that coming about anymore. So terrible things are coming, and it's all our own fault. We've been completely plundered. Hashem has taken the portion of my people away and exchanged it, given it to the enemy, and no longer will I be able to have it myself. And by the way, of course, that same inheritance was being stolen by other Jews. So the Midah Keneged Midah is quite harsh, but quite justified.